Peyton Jerdan Rockets went 15-9 last year, bring back pretty much the entire team, along with head coach Tom Kennedy, who's joining us here as we take a look again at the 2020 season. Coach, good to catch up with you, and got to ask, how did you enjoy the break? First time you haven't coached volleyball now in about 4 or 5 years, so you get a little downtime between softball and basketball.
Yeah, it was good for me, and I think it was good for the girls to get a little break from me, too, so I think it was a win-win.
How was the off season for you guys with all the COVID stuff going on? You were coaching softball, the kids playing softball. Were you guys able to get much work in for basketball?
No, a lot of that stuff was shut down, and it was just kind of a scary thing to bring kids in and with all the not really knowing what was going on. So we didn't get as much as we would in a normal summer. So we got in a little bit at the end of the summer and did a little shooting and stuff, but not the kind of stuff you'd like to do. But I think a lot of people were probably in the same boat.
Has that put you behind the ball as far as implementing stuff and getting things up to speed here for this first week or so of practice?
Luckily, I have a very veteran team. We've got 5 seniors, and so a lot of the stuff we do will be just a little review. So we probably can handle it better than, if I had a young team with a lot of new people. So we have everybody back from last year and just added a couple new girls this year. So it isn't, as hard a transition as it might be in some years.
With all that talent coming back and coming off of 15-9 year last year, Coach, what are the expectations coming into this season? Because in talking to some girls, I think there's some high expectations.
Yeah, I think we got to, try to play well, and I think we got the potential to be really good, but we'll have to, of course, do it, on the court. We've got the talent to be good. It'll be a matter if we put in the work in these first 3 weeks. That'll be important, to keep on getting better, because we still need to improve and try to make up for our lost time this summer. But, we like what we have the potential to be, but, potential can get you in a lot of trouble if you don't use it. So it'll be about how we perform and if we can, keep on improving.
Where have you been focusing on practice to get ready for that first game?
We've been really working a lot of our fundamentals, ball handling, passing. I think if we have a weakness, it's our ability to handle pressure and stuff like that. So we're really trying to work on becoming better passers and dealing with the pressure, because I think we're a pretty good shooting team. So if we can get shots up on most possessions, we've got a good chance to score some points. But we've got to take care of the ball, and if we have one, I think, weakness that we can really improve on from last year would probably be a value in the ball and making better decisions with the ball and not turning it over so much.
Do you think this year it'll be better just because of another year experience for all those girls that are having to handle the basketball?
Yeah, I really do. We had Carmen had to handle it a lot last year. She didn't have to do it much as a freshman, and it was her sophomore year. I think you kind of watch how our team went with how she became comfortable in that role at the end of the year. And when we started doing a better job with that, I think our team took off. So, I think it's something that we got better with last year. I just would really like to see that big jump. I just think that's a place where we could really improve on. There's a lot of room for improvement. So if we can get better at that, I think, that'll really help our chances of winning.
Will you guys now tweak things up a little bit this year, or are you planning kind of a similar and same style of what you had the last couple of years?
I would like to try to pick up the pace a little bit, try to get the ball down the court. But, we want to make sure that we use our main weapon is Danielle, so we don't get carried away. Probably don't play as fast as maybe we would if we didn't have her, just because it doesn't make a lot of sense to not have her down there trying to touch the ball at least once a possession. But I really like our ability to shoot. She draws so much attention. We get a lot of open shots. And so I think we have the potential to be a really good shooting team. So hopefully that helps us score some points. And hopefully we can score a few more points this year. But we're probably going to be about the same as last year pace. Maybe try to pick it up a little bit. Maybe try to create some turnovers. The only thing I'd like to be able to create some more offense off our defense. We're pretty good in the half court. Just would like to get some more steals and get some easy baskets that way.
Will you guys look to press more then this season?
It's a tough thing. If we have the 10 that we have out now and we can stay with that number and we get healthy, then maybe we can pressure a little more than that. That's probably not going to be our strength, but I'd like to maybe use it in spots a little more than we have in the past. It all comes down to if we get down to 7 girls like we ended the year, then that kind of limits the amount of pressing you can do.
You mentioned Danielle Hoyle, a threat on both sides. She can knock down the outside jump shot. She can dominate the glass and score inside. defensively, she gives you that ability to maybe to take some risk because she can swipe a lot of things away from the basket as well.
And that's why, you know, the press would work really good with her because, you know, you always, even if they beat it, they've still got to deal with Danielle. But and then the hard part is I think we're a pretty good half-court defensive team when we get there because of her and our ability to force, you know, outside shots. It's hard to get a lot of points. We don't give up a lot of points in the paint with her in there because she can usually affect so many shots. So it's tough to decide what to do, but it's always nice to have her back there as a presence. I mean, she makes every shot in the lane difficult for kids, and she's so smart. She's not a fouler. She's really good at not drawing fouls and keeping her distance and has really good timing. So hopefully she can continue to do that and we can get better.
What kind of growth do you expect to see out of the Carissa Stevenson, Chloe Burns, and Testa Steimel, a couple of those, or three of those seniors for you?
Yeah, I just really see them picking up their shooting even more. I mean, they're good shooting teams, you know, and they'll be looking to guard them a little more than the past. But, you know, they can't get too crazy because, you know, if they want to come out and guard her, then that leaves Danielle open one-on-one in the inside. And I think Carissa will step up and shoot the ball a little more confident this year. She's got a nice shot. She's a good shooter, just needs to have a little more confidence. And I think she came along with that at the year playing. And so I think, you know, we should improve there, and I think that'll help our team.
Two other players that probably will show some growth now, sophomores Bailey Anderson and Emma Stream. I know Emma gave you some good minutes off of the bench last year.
Well, I hope to continue to see that. I mean, she's a good offensive player. She's working really hard in practice, but, you know, defense is where we got to get better with our younger kids. I think it's hard for them to understand the level of effort that they need on that end sometimes, and there's a lot more to what we do, I guess, maybe than they do when they're younger. So that's probably the biggest challenge for our young kids. So they're working hard, and they'll get better at that. But if we can get them better, then we'll be better offensively because, you know, I think Stream's a really good shooter, has a chance to be able to shoot the three-point and drive some too. So we're really excited about that. And Bailey, she's just real steady. If we can get her to get confidence in her shot, I think she can be a real good shooter too.
Any other young players have a chance to maybe help you this season?
Have Hannah Behrens will be back, and she can really shoot the ball, and so we're hoping that she can do it, but she hasn't been able to be at practice early this year. You know, we'll have Haley Hoyle will be coming up, and, you know, she's a young player. It's going to be hard for her to probably get minutes on the varsity court, but, you know, she works so hard in practice, and that'll be good for us. And then, of course, we'll have Carmen, our other junior, so, you know, we of course, respect and big things out of Carmen.
Coach, Rolling Valley Conference has been strong. You guys have been in that mix, probably expected to be in the mix to battle for a top spot this year. Who are the teams you feel like are going to be battling up there with you guys, and where can we find maybe Peyton Cerdan sitting at the end of the year?
You know, Elkhorn Kimmelton's always going to be good. You know, Cam's going to be good. And you know, Arweave has got the good player there, you know, that does such a good job for him. So I think Coon Rapids will be better this year. So I think it'll be a pretty competitive, and Boyer Valley, they're always tough. They're well coached. So I think it'll be a pretty competitive conference. I think Elkhorn has a chance to be one of them really good teams. I don't know what the rest have. I mean, Cam's always good. They're always well coached. So, you know, we'll just try to do our best and try to, you know, we'd like to be in that mix by the end of the year, but, you know, it'll be how we handle, you know, the press of Elkhorn, the press of Cam, and how we can handle that. We can make the right decisions if we want to make that next step into the upper level of the conference.
Well, coaches, always appreciate your time here today. Wish you the best of luck. Looking forward to this season. I think it should be a special and fun one for you and the girls over there at Peyton Cerdan. So looking forward to seeing you soon. Best of luck. Thanks for joining us here today.
All right. Thanks a lot. And I really appreciate what you guys do. You give us a lot of press, and I know our kids and their families really enjoy it. So I just want to thank you for what you guys do for us, too. Thanks.
You're very welcome. Head coach Tom Kennedy again with the Peyton Cerdan Rockets will step away. More of the girls' preview show brought to you by Carroll Eye Care Associates, Corn Belt Telephone, D-Max Carroll Campus, Pepsi Bolt 24, Quant Auto, and Uptown Sporting Goods coming up. We'll talk South Central Calhoun with head coach Brady Dix coming up next.